Hi, I'm Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine, and you're listening to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we begin to wrap up our series on dealing with the rule change proposal to change the age of legal body checking at the bantam level. Over the past several USA Hockey Magazine podcasts, we have heard from a number of passionate and dedicated hockey people who have shared their views on a number of important elements surrounding this proposal. Today, I can think of no better person to wrap up these discussions than USA Hockey President Ron DiGregorio. Since taking over as the president of USA Hockey, Ron has presided over a period of unprecedented growth at the grassroots level, the creation of a number of groundbreaking programs, including the American Development Model, and increased success in the international arena. Ron has been involved in ice hockey at many levels for more than 40 years and was awarded the Lester Patrick Award for his contributions to the game in 2003. Ron, it's a great honor for you to join us today. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks, Harry. I mean, with all that introduction, you could see why I'm so old.
Well, we really appreciate it and everything that you've done for the game. And I would love to get some of your thoughts on this issue. And so I would just like to start off with just a general statement from you, your thoughts on the proposal, why it's so important, and why the time is now to pass such a rule.
Yeah, and I don't see the rule in an absolute sense, the full program. I think we do need a progressive checking program, skill development program. And the one we have in place right now is okay, but it's not really working optimally. And, you know, my concept, as you know, Harry, has always been when we stop getting better, we stop being good. And we need to make improvements in where we are with the checking skill development. And I think what we need to do is prepare players better with body contact earlier than they are now, and then progress them so that we will have body checking, legal body checking, at an older age. And there's many reasons why I see that. But right now, we need to, as part of that, address the rule change that we have proposed in June so that body checking, legal body checking, will begin at the bantam age level. The key element, though, is that there needs to be more on-ice management of the game before the checking rule comes into play, with more body contact, a standard of play that allows for working for the puck, trying to angle, try to make plays, which will include some body contact. I think one of the misconceptions that I see people are having with this checking rule is that it's no check, not no touch. There will be body contact in the game, and quite a bit of body contact in the game prior to legal body checking. But what we're taking out of the game before players are trained to do so, for sure we're going to take out the blow-up hits. We want, at this age level, 11 and 12-year-olds, players to take advantage of this optimal period of trainability for the sports skills that are so important for hockey. And that we find in listening to the experts and really understanding what's happening in on the ice is that there are problems with how we are operating right now. And the way we're operating right now, some players do not make the play because they're concerned about the hit. Some people are making the hit and not making a good play. The 11 and 12-year-old brain is just not equipped to do both things. They can make a play, but if they have a fear of getting hit, or if they are making a hit, they're not going to make the good hockey play. We want them to get through this period with the skills necessary to go to the next level, as well as prepare them for the next level when they are going to be able to body check legally.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things, Digger, that interested me early on in the process was how this was more about skill development than safety. And, you know, we've heard from a number of guests over the past several podcasts about the benefits of the skill development. And some people would say that USA Hockey is doing a great job, you know, winning gold at the 2010 World Juniors, a bronze this year up in Buffalo, a pair of silvers in the Olympics. You know, and people at the think that, you know, and rightly so, think people at the grassroots level are doing a great job with development. How do you see this rule as taking it to another level?
Well, exactly. We are doing a good job in development, and it's because of that that good job we want to make sure we continue to do even a better job. This rule, I think, will allow, as was stated by a lot of the experts, two more years of training in that skill development, the skills that are so important in the game, at a time when those skills are optimally trainable during the 11 and 12-year-old period. I think the other thing that we need to recognize is that the 11 and 12-year-old brain is not as mature as an older brain. From a risk reduction perspective, it is more easily concussed, and the ramifications of that can be long-term. So it doesn't make sense for us to do something that retards skill development and increases risk. When I looked at it, and if you look at the science that's behind it and the data that's behind it, is all the information absolute? No, but the preponderance, the overwhelming preponderance of evidence indicates that we don't have it right, or not as right as it needs to be. And for us to do nothing at this time, I think does not make sense. We want the United States players to be the best that they can be. And I think this rule will help them develop more skills, still give them two more years of body contact, fighting for pucks, fighting for positions, and without the fear of a blow-up hit, they'll be able to do that and before they get into full body checking.
Absolutely. Well, that leads well into my next question, and I had the opportunity to be with you last summer up in Toronto for the World Hockey Summit, where we heard from a whole host of impressive speakers. We included people like Dr. Aubrey, Brendan Shanahan, Peter Laviolette, all talking about checking at the Pee Wee level. And then, obviously, Dr. Stewart at the Mayo Clinic hosted a great summit on concussions in ice hockey a few months later. With all of the information that's out there now and all of the concern about concussions and things of that nature, is that why it's important right now to act and not push this and delay this any longer?
It is, and because we are prepared to do this. One of the charges we had was, will we be ready to usher this in next year? Do we have all of the information support material, and do we have the ability to have this rule, and not only this rule, but the whole program work? Because the rule without the program does not work. By the way, the program without the rule doesn't work either.
Right.
So we need both together. They're inseparable. So what we have asked staff is to prepare with some of the material that we've already had, augmented by updated information, training modules for referees, for coaches, and we will have more information going out to parents. You know, we do understand that parents have an impact on this and how they perceive it. We also understand that potentially some entrepreneurs might go out there and say, oh, they don't know what they're doing. Come try our checking program and try to destroy what really makes sense, you know, just for their gratification and their revenue source. So we are prepared for that, too. And we will have activity so that we are going to provide as much information about the rationale and the science and the support to make sure that this is implemented properly. The standard of play on the ice is going to be a very key component of this. How referees call the game prior to legal body checking and once legal body checking is allowed. One of the concerns I think people have is when you go into body checking, whenever that might be, and before you had body contact, if you haven't had a higher level of body contact and training for legal body checking before you enter legal body checking period, in this case the Bantam Age, that could be dangerous as well. Our program does provide more body contact progressively in the program before Bantam Age and allows for training in the peewee age and controlled areas and practices for preparing them for full body checking. It is a plan, a program that is progressive in nature, so they're ushering into full body checking while they are learning skill development at their optimal periods. So the on-ice management by referees and coaches is one of the things that the staff and USA Hockey volunteers are working very diligently, and they're ready to usher it out if this program is accepted by the full board in June.
Now that's fantastic. It sounds like quite a comprehensive program in place. You talked a little bit about this. I was wondering if you feel there's anything else that could be done to ensure that the right message, and maybe more importantly, that the real facts are getting out to the USA Hockey members so that they have all the data to make an informed decision themselves.
Well, we're going to be discussing that in staff shortly, but there will be an email going out to all of our members about the data and the science behind this program and the specifics of the program. So that will be going out so that people understand what the process and program is all about. And then we'll have, obviously, we have chat rooms, and with today's technology, there's going to be access to Q&As and other ways of presenting it. I myself will be going into various districts and affiliates. We've got 34 affiliates, 12 districts. Many of them are discussing this. And what we're finding, initially there may be some reservations about the concept, but once they know and understand the full concept behind this program, the full implementation of this progressive checking skill development program, they are more accepting of it. And the first thing they say, boy, we got to get this message out. Unfortunately, people don't understand that no check is not no touch. Body contact is still a very part of the game. If we look and see at the Canadian American women's games, those games can be very physical because there's a lot of fighting for the puck. We want players to go after the puck and to fight for position for the puck. We want that activity. That's part of the sport, but we want them to do that understanding that they're not going to get a blow-up hit when they're playing the puck and going after the puck as they're developing those skills. So there's the key thing we're going to be doing is getting that message more and more out through all the media that we can, and moving this process forward.
Well, that's great. Well, Digger, it's, as always, you know, we appreciate your time and we appreciate your insights, and it sounds like you're going to be a very busy man over the next weeks and months leading up to the USA Hockey Annual Congress in June. I really want to thank you for taking the time today, and I hope everybody out there, thanks for listening, and please stay tuned for our next episode where we will continue our conversation with USA Hockey President Ron DiGregorio. Thanks a lot.